Blog Talk Radio.
We only have 15 minutes of the show.
Why?
I don't know.
What do you want me to do?
Welcome to a very abbreviated show today. Our full-length show will be on Sunday at 7 p.m. For all those that are on for a few minutes, we're testing out some equipment and we're doing some extra stuff. So we just did a 15-minute show, and that's why what's going on. But anyway, Scarlett is still under weather. You'll hear in the background a little bit. In a few short time that we have, I just want to stay focused. Trump went big in Michigan. There's 100,000 plus protests against Biden by the Arabs. But the big news today is that the Supreme Court of the United States is taking up its immunity case, the J6 case, which basically on April 22nd is when they're hearing it. It probably won't be decided to the end of June. Which basically puts that J6 trial to next year, which pretty much fires and ends the case with Jack Smith. And so that's the end of that. Also, the other breaking news that was that Hunter Biden, he lied to his teeth again, and the left trying to spin it, which they won't, because you gotta be mentally ill or not know that there's criminal activity going on with the Biden crime syndicate. And also, Aragon in New York, his ruling has been stayed by the appeals court, and Biden and Trump is allowed to actually start doing business again in New York. As far as the money stuff, that's going to be taken care of in the next few days or weeks. It looks like that case is going to unravel, and the Atlantic case with Fannie Willis, that's already been dismissed all the way around for the 19 people, and because she's being disqualified. And here comes the civil suits against Atlantis, against Fulton County and all that stuff. So that's what that is. And next Tuesday is the Super Tuesday. There are going to be rallies in between everything. Tomorrow, Trump is going to be at the border. You'll watch it live on RSBN. It's starting at 2 o'clock. And let me get Scott in here for the few seconds that we have. Scott, do you have anything to say?
It's never dull.
No.
Oh,
you know,
Mitch McConnell is retiring, that piece of shit.
Yeah, at the end of November.
November. What a selfish piece of shit.
Yeah. There is going to be the battle to see who's going to be in. We do not want deep state in there. A lot of people, I'm looking at the thing, the leading candidate to be Senate majority leader, because we're going to take the Senate
minority.
Right now, looks it's a minority, but when he's going to take effect, when Mitch retires, we'll be having a majority, because we're going to win about 5 to 10 seats. And the thing is, the winner is going to, right now there's a battle on to the establishment versus the people, the Make America Great people. Right now, the favorite, based on what I'm reading through X and elsewhere, and Truth Social, right now, Rand Paul has the inside poll. Right now, he's the favorite. Coming up with J.D. Vance and Ted Cruz are more mega people, and John Thune and a couple others are more of the establishment style. So we'll see where that goes. So we'll see.
And the mayor down in Georgia,
that's responsible for allowing criminals like the guy that killed Riley. Yeah, Lakin Riley. It was held a meeting, a town hall, and they cursed him out, and he's being recalled. We're looking to charge him, that mayor, Bragg out of New York, because he actually let the guy loose, and Biden and his board and the Democrats for first-degree murder, and the family suing every one of them for trillions of dollars.
Good.
And we're using that as a campaign there. It is very important, and it's very important to vote out every single Democrat, because they care more about illegal aliens than they do about the American citizens. All you have to do is look at the words that they put out. Look at AOC. Look at the Democrats. Look at the others. They care more about that than the rhinos. So it's important.
Close the border. Build the wall.
Secure the border. Do not fund any do not fund any monies going to Ukraine or to Israel or to anywhere else until you secure our borders first. America first. American citizens' lives are more important.
They wasted more money and put it down the road because they're all pussies.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Yeah, Trump. Well, we're working on that right now. Anyway, you got like a couple minutes left. Anything else to say? You want to say something before we kick the show to Sunday?
They all need to be fired. That's it.
Okay, Trump's gonna have a rally in Saturday.
I'm going. God bless America. God bless Israel. I'm fed up with the shit in D.C.
I agree.
Hearing the book does nothing at all. Bullshit.
Yeah. Arrest all the illegals.
Everybody,
if they resist, kill them all. If they resist, you know, I'm urging everybody in Texas and on the other side of the borders to go and take care, defend themselves. We got the Second Amendment to protect yourself. Use it to get rid of these illegals. And that's important. And constitutional carry, open carry needs to be done. God bless you all. Sorry about the short show, but we'll be back on the air on Sunday at 7 p.m. Thank you, and God bless you all, and we'll keep up the news and check out our podcast in the next few days.
my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm glad today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
America will be back on a Sunday evening at 7 o'clock on the regular schedule, 7 to 8 Eastern Time. Be back then. And have a great week. Bye-bye now.